Welcome to the Fabulous Business Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you not only the Public Speakers Conference MC and special guest star, but also in his own right, one of the top speakers in the world, Mr. Drew Hutthausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
I definitely will. Thank you so much, Tanya, for that fabulous introduction. I'm always so honored to be on Tanya's Telesummits. It's definitely a great place to be. Just want to let you guys know that I'm also known as the No Excuses Blind Guy, and I help people learn to use gratitude, faith, forgiveness, exercise, healthy self-love, and no excuses to become all that God created them to be. And as I was set up a conference, I was asked this conference, if you all want to know how I do that, well, you need to come and find me. I guess since we're on a virtual call here, you can't see me, and I doubt you can find me very easily. I'm going to give you my information, contact information, where you can get on my list and contact me at the end of my call today. I would love to correspond with you and collaborate. Be great. If you haven't heard my story before, or don't know who I am, just briefly, when I was 11 years old, I went from a healthy 11-year-old kid playing sports and loving life. He spent 3 long months in a coma, totally blind and hearing impaired college grad, best-selling author, inspirational speaker, and triathlete. Take a deep breath. That's a lot of words, but it's definitely been quite a journey. And I'm going to tell you, as I said, more of my story. But first, the theme for today is business success. And I like to call this life success equals business success, because you can't have business success without life success. I want to first give you 3 quotes that I found very inspirational. Here's the first one, and this is might be a little disjointed. I'm reading this off. I have my little Braille display that I'm reading this. Success ultimately comes from those who are too busy to be looking for it. And I love that. That's from Henry David Thoreau. And I just love that quote because it's so true that to be successful, you're busy, but you're not looking for success. And I think that that also comes with action. Taking action is so important in being successful. This next quote, let me see, I got it here. Success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. And that's Winston Churchill said that. And what strikes me when I read that was persistence. Persistence, persistence, persistence. Whatever happens on your journey in life or in your business, keep moving forward. So important. And this next quote, the ones who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. I love that one. And unfortunately, that quote's anonymous, so I'm not sure he said it, but that makes me think of it. I mean, it even reminds me of if you've ever read any of the Bible or the Bible, Jesus moving mountains, but even more so, just for personal, believing in yourself, believing that you have what it takes to be successful, to you're crazy enough to change the world. You can do it yourself. I think it's a great thing to believe. Okay, I'm gonna go back to my theme, life success equals business success. And my underlining theme, it's actually underlining theme of all my talks that I give, and that is that we cannot do it alone. You cannot navigate through this world alone. You need the help of other people. And Tanya is one of those other people that it has helped me so much, especially in my business. So I definitely want to give a shout out to her. Ultimately, moving forward in your business, moving forward in life, you need to have balance between business and life, between your personal life, is so important. I know in my own life, I can tell you some of my story in a minute, but I definitely have had a lot of challenges and struggles in my life. But keeping that balance and moving forward has been so important. Today, I'm going to focus on one person as I tell my story and talk about my life and business successes. And that person is someone that I have known from day one of my existence, who has been at my side supporting me every step of the way. That person is my dad, Tony. I am so grateful to have him in my life, let me tell you. Okay, now for my story. Back in 1998, I was a healthy kid, loving life, playing baseball and golf. That's when things changed. In 1998, I went from that healthy 11-year-old kid playing baseball and golf to one. He spent 3 very long months in a coma near death. About 10 days into all of this, the doctors had called my parents in for family meeting and told them that I would most likely die or else be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, my friends, as you can see, well, or I guess as you can hear, I'm not dead and I'm not a vegetable on a feeding tube. But things were definitely not looking good. As I said, when I woke up from the hospital, when I came home, I was totally blind, hearing impaired. I was too weak to even sit up in bed on my own, and not to mention scared to death. When I did come home from the hospital, I had to move my bedroom downstairs because I was too weak to navigate the stairs. And my sole entertainment during that time was one of those hospital beds that probably some of you have seen them before. It has a little remote control. You push the button to move up and down. And that, I had some fun with that. I mean, I wish I could have been running around, but up and down, that was my sole entertainment. I was just lying in bed. I remember night after night, I would cry myself to sleep, just yelling out to God, what the heck am I supposed to do with my life now? I mean, I was supposed to be a professional golfer, a professional baseball player. I had all these dreams, and now I'm blind. I'm stuck in bed. I can barely move. What am I supposed to do? Well, miraculously, I would go to bed many of those nights with tears streaming down my face, only to wake up in the morning with a renewed sense. I had no clue where it came from. I just knew that God wasn't done with my life yet. God had a plan for me. No, I had no clue what that plan was, but just that I needed to keep moving forward, keep putting one foot in front of the other. And that's what we all need to do, because we all face challenges in life, don't we? And a big part of this was that I knew while I was in the hospital, in that coma, I had people praying for me and supporting my family from over 13 countries around the world. And what's incredible about this to me is this was back in 1998, before social media was even on the scene. That is just amazing. And my friends, I'm not introducing myself in this way in any means to generate sympathy, but instead to make the point that all of us, all of you, face challenges at one time or another in your lives. Probably most of you haven't faced challenges quite as significant as me, losing all of your eyesight and much of your hearing, spending 3 months in a coma. But the challenges that you have faced are just as significant to you personally. One of the things I like to say, and you probably agree with it, is that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves, is it? But with the grace of God and the help of others, it is a hand that we can learn to play with joy, hope, and love. My friends, you have a choice each day when you get up in the morning. What kind of day do you want to have? Do you want to have a day filled with promise, or one dictated by regret, excuses, and problems? Because the choice is really yours. Well, I'm going to transition here. I'm going to say that today I was going to focus on my dad, the person that I am so thankful, so grateful for in my life. He was so close to me when I was in the hospital in a coma. Obviously, I don't remember that part, but he was there day and night, along with my mom, of course, was there as well. When I came home from the hospital, as I said, I wasn't able to do much on my own at all. I was homeschooled. My dad was the one. He stayed home with me and was there to help me access my schooling when the teachers came, take me to physical therapy. And he co-owned a physical therapy practice himself, actually. But when I was in the hospital in a coma, he and his partner were looking in to sell the practice and join a rehab network. And his partner actually came into the hospital during that time, and with the papers to talk to him to see if they were going to sell or not. And my dad signed the papers and said that, you know, I'm committed to stay with Drew right now. You can go. And his partner went and she's managing the practice, but my dad stayed home with me. It was a sacrifice he made, and I am so grateful. And as a physical therapist, and as my dad, he had to choose: was he going to be my dad, or he was going to be my physical therapist? And I'm so thankful he chose to be my dad and find me an amazing physical therapist that I am still good friends with today. Well, I'm going to transition again back when I first came out of the hospital. that first July, I can remember hearing my brother and sister move as I lay helplessly in bed. My brother and sister moving around the house, packing, getting ready for a trip to Montana. I can remember that fierce sense of jealousy just washing over me because I wanted to go to Montana for our family reunion so badly. One of my favorite things. Just as suddenly, though, well, not just as suddenly, I mean, it took a couple days. But what I realized was that I was still here. I was still alive. I was so thankful for that, that I could use my imagination, my great imagination that God gave me to relive past reunions and be there in spirit. And of course, I also knew that my amazing sister Chelsea would give me an intense, detailed description of the reunion as well when she came back. I was also so thankful for my wonderful parents, Jan and Tony, because they made the sacrifice to miss the reunion and stayed back with me to take care of me. So during this time, while my brother and sister were getting ready to go to the reunion, I was slowly getting stronger through physical therapy, one step at a time. It actually reminded me of one of my favorite movies as a kid. What About Bob? I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but I think it came out in 1992 or 94. But it's about a psychiatric patient. He goes to this doctor because he has these psychiatric problems and he wants to get over them. And the doctor tells him to solve your problems, you need to take baby steps. And of course, Bob takes this literally. So he's baby stepping, tiptoeing through the rest of the movie, tiptoeing to the bathroom. And that's kind of reminded me of that movie because that's how it was for me. I wanted my body just to heal up in the snap of my fingers. But if any of you have broken a bone or any kind of injury, the body just doesn't heal up that way. And I was very patient about it, but still, I wanted to heal up as quick as possible. As the summer passed by and I progressed with physical therapy, September came, time to go to school. And I mean, I joke about it, but seriously, don't you think a 11-year-old kid or a 12 now who had bacterial meningitis, lost all his eyesight and hearing, just should get like a stipend, you know, $20 million from the government, not have to go back to school? I only wish. On a more serious note, I had missed half of the sixth grade year, but I started right back into seventh grade. And I was a little nervous, but I was encouraged by all my family and friends. They believed in me. They knew I could do it, and I did. The district sent teachers to my home for homeschooling because I was too weak to go to school. And I spent a lot of time in my bed. I actually had some of my school lessons in my bed, which was pretty ironic. And later, I joked about it when I was in high school. Oh, I wish I could have some of my classes in bed again. But no, I was definitely glad to be back on my feet when I was able. One baby step at a time, I got stronger and I progressed. I got through school. As physical therapy progressed, so did everything else. I want to fast forward now to more of the present time. And when I graduated from college in 2012, one of the biggest accomplishments ever, I was so excited. Shortly after that, my dad, my amazing dad, Tony, asked if I wanted to take a spiritual gifts class with him at our church. I didn't really know too much about this, what it involved, but I said yes. I thought it would be kind of a cool thing to do with my dad. And it was incredible. During this class, we had some different assessments, different things that they went through, interest tests, things like that. What I discovered is that what I really was interested in doing and like to do, speaking, being a motivator, was what the test showed. What they showed me to be an exhorter. And an exhorter is a coach or a teacher, someone who helps other people. And that is actually exactly what I wanted to do. So it was very affirming to see that. My friends, in life, it often takes the nudge or the encouragement of another person to show you that you need to look somewhere else, like I did with taking the spiritual gifts class. You can't do it alone. You often need to look, have someone else can see what you can't see yourself. Now, I'm going to fast forward a little bit more to something else, triathlons, something I've taken up recently and love to do, but I can't do it myself. Again, I'm going to say we can't navigate through this world alone. I have done 6 triathlons now, and it's amazing how I found people to do it with. My dad, of course, has been a centerpiece there as a physical therapist, helping me tape my weak ankle so I can participate in everything. It's been great. I don't have too much time left. I wanna quickly introduce you to an acronym that I call My Angel. A stands for attitude. When you get up in the morning, my friends, you have a choice to make. What kind of day do you want to have? Do you want to have a day filled with a promise? Or I said this before, a day filled with regret, excuses, and problems. It's really up to you. And this goes for your business as well. What kind of business do you want to have? And it starts with your attitude. The next letter is N for no excuses. We all make excuses at one time or another, don't we? We say things like, I'm too old, I'm not smart enough, I'm disabled. Or we might even say something, I just don't have what it takes to be successful in life. Well, what I've discovered is that you can learn to eliminate those excuses and become, face those challenges head on and become the person God created you to be. G, gratitude. This next letter. Gratitude is so important. Someone once said that it is impossible to be truly grateful and sad at the same time. And I'm really excited to tell you about this because I just recently read an article on brain science and how gratitude plays a huge role in the brain. The gratitude area, gratitude and appreciation area of the brain is typically the right side of the brain. And this is the area where you feel gratitude, and is also the area where you experience joy. And it's showing that when you are truly grateful, it actually takes a place and has the same effect as 2 antidepressant drugs that are actually on the market now. And it's amazing to me that gratitude is that powerful, and it is proven true brain science. Conversely, without that gratitude, your brain, worry, regrets, problems, anxiety takes over, and you are unable to experience that joy. Very interesting. E is the next letter, exercise. It is true, both physical and mental exercise are so important to experience that every day. Exercise your brain and your body to live a healthy life. The last letter, L, for love yourself. Loving yourself, when I talk about love yourself, I'm not talking about conceited love. I'm talking about knowing that you have what it takes to be successful, to be a good friend. You have what it takes to be successful in your business. And on the same note, I like to say forgiveness is just as important, because when you cannot forgive others and forgive yourself, someone once said it's like taking poison and expecting another person to get sick. It sounds weird, but it is. My friends, I wish I had more time to talk about my angel, but hopefully you'll think about it for yourself. Attitude, no excuses, gratitude, exercise, and love yourselves. My friends, I'm coming to the end of my talk, but I would love you to think over what I said about gratitude, about all these different points, because when you do, my friends, only the best is yet to come. I do have a free gift for you, the 5 keys to living a no excuses life filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get it at my website, drewsinspirations.com. That's DREWS, the word inspirations with an S.com. And I also do a Facebook Live every Friday called A Day in the Life of a Blind Guy, where I show you things, how a blind guy does different things like cooking, swimming, running. I did beer tasting. Just different things that you might be interested. I would love you to check it out. And also, if you have any suggestions on what you'd like to see or know how a blind guy does something, please send me a note, because I want to hear from all of you. Again, I want to say that the best is yet to come. If you have any questions for me or Tanya, I'm done. If time allows,